Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Son of David, have mercy on me. Is there any more appropriate cry for a follower of Jesus? Is there any more appropriate cry for a Christian? Is there any more appropriate cry as we enter the season of Lent? Not many of us would say, at some point, I hope to lose my sight. In the same way, nobody would say, and as Pastor McLean said, it wasn't part of his plan to fall over and break his shoulder. But here in the text, when Jesus makes very clear what his purpose is to his disciples, including us, his disciples, we hear from a man who is blind, actually sees most clearly who Jesus is. Jesus comes to his disciples. They're entering Jerusalem. They're going to Jerusalem, up to Jerusalem, and the very reason that Jesus has come to earth. He shares with them what the prophets have shared over and over in the Old Testament. The Son of Man is going to be delivered over to the Gentiles to be mocked, to be treated shamefully, to be spit upon, to be flogged, and they will kill him. But on the third day he will rise. And it struck me as I was reading this and thinking, I know this history, I know this story. The disciples who did not have this benefit of the history, of the story being told over and over from the past tense, well, they did not understand any of these things, Scripture tells us. The Holy Spirit gives us proof here that the cry out to Jesus is not our intellectual understanding in this time of Lent. I certainly hope that you diligently listen for Jesus' words here and in your personal time each and every week. I diligently hope that what keeps you from that is not saying, I might not know or understand what Jesus is saying. For Scripture reminds us this morning that the follower of Jesus does not understand every word. Rabbis in Jesus' time could have said that Scripture is shallow enough for a child to play in and understand, and yet deep enough to drown an elephant beyond our comprehension. As we enter Lent, we are reminded that I understand it all, I have all the answers, is not what makes us gather around our Lord. And then you have the crowd. And I think we have very good evidence and reminder in our culture today that following the crowd is usually not the best way to follow Jesus. The crowd here was certainly focused on Jesus, trying to see him, trying to find him, trying possibly to understand him. But yet, the crowd was so focused on looking for Jesus, they missed the one who Jesus was focused on. The blind man hears a commotion, and from my experience, people who don't have their sight have heightened senses to compensate. He hears there's an extra commotion. He knows this isn't the normal. He asks the people around him, probably randomly, what's going on? They tell him Jesus of Nazareth is going by. Yes, that Jesus, you've heard of him. And this man hears with the ears of faith that the soon to be flogged, mocked, spit on, and killed Messiah is coming by. So he gives us, in a sense, a creed of praise. Son of David, Messiah, waited Messiah, one who we have waited for, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. As we say many, many times as we walk through the liturgy. The crowd has no patience for this, for whatever reason, and tells this man to be quiet, to stop making a commotion, to stop drawing attention away from Jesus, whatever it might be. They tell him, hush. But the eyes of faith see clearly from the blind man, and the shout of faith does not stop. Son of David, Messiah, in parentheses you could put, have mercy on me. And that is when Jesus calls out, bring the man to me. Bring this man who is shouting out to me. Bring this man who recognizes who I am and has the sharpest sight of faith to me. Scripture points out that what the disciples didn't see, what the crowd didn't see, the blind man sees. The great reversal of Jesus' coming continues. I heard a story once, I'm not sure if it's true or not. But the preacher was preaching one day. The congregation was there listening. And on this day, there was another man sitting in back of the church. And as the preacher was preaching, the man yelled out, hallelujah! Praise the Lord! The preacher kept on going. A few people looked around, but let it go. So the preacher went a bit further, and again, from the back, a voice cries out, praise the Lord! Finally, one of the ushers had enough of this, wanted to nip it in the bud. So he comes up, and behind the man, he leans over and he says, We don't praise the Lord here. We don't praise the Lord here. Now, obviously, in this building, I'm not saying this was a church of heresy or anything like that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with listening diligently to the preacher either. But this usher, who is so focused on the way it should be, the way we should be looking at Jesus, had a confession, in fact, the very opposite of what you would say we do in our liturgy and preaching and receiving of communion at the church. Praise the Lord. The man who did not see the same as others. Here, the blind man tells Jesus, "I would like to receive my sight." And Jesus, hearing the man yelling out to him in the simplicity of his confession, "Son of David, have mercy on me. I need your mercy." Jesus gives him his sight, stating, "It is your faith that has made you well." And immediately the man recovered his sight and followed Jesus, glorifying God. And the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Literally means hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise to God. The Jesus that we focus on during this Lenten time is the one who brings us mercy. He is the one who brings us mercy by heading for the cross. Jesus, Messiah, have mercy on us, and he does. He has mercy on us by standing in our stead, in our position, being mocked and shamed and spit upon, being flogged and eventually receiving the condemnation and the death, the punishment that we cry out, "Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, for I am a poor, sinful being." The Jesus who marches down the street is the one who gives mercy. So we too, during this Lenten season, cry out to our Lord. Amidst the times when we struggle to understand, like the disciples have, amidst the times when we get fooled by the crowd, being told this is the way to go, or maybe even this is the way you follow Jesus, Jesus reminds us today that in all the simplicity, we can cry out in this Lenten season, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us." That mercy that was poured out on the cross, that mercy that was poured out in his blood and his sweat, is on track to be revealed. For on the third day, Jesus tells us, his disciples, with no confusion, he will rise. He will rise. And we will rise with him. Because he has given us the sight that simply says, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in that true faith to life everlasting. Amen.